We often hear about how art imitates life, and that's certainly true if we look at a few popular icons and their connections with real-world events. On November 14, 1854, William Howard Russell reported the charge of the Light Brigade for the Times of London. The event and subsequent news story would become the basis for one of the most popular poems in literature, Alfred Lord Tennyson's Charge of the Light Brigade. The poem and news story has led to at least two feature films, one in 1936 and the other in 1968. So here we have an actual event, followed by a news story, followed by a poem, followed by a couple of movies. Also on November 14th, this time in 1890, reporter Elizabeth Cochran, better known as Nellie Bly, began her Around the World in 80 Days trip for the New York World. Bly's real-world event was inspired by the Jules Verne novel of the same name and was loosely the subject of a hit movie in 1956. In this case, we have a fictitious event inspiring a real-life version, which subsequently inspired a comedy feature film. Even contemporary events have lent themselves to popular art. On November 10, 1975, the ore freighter Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior with the loss of all 29 crew members. The tragedy inspired the 1976 Gordon Lightfoot song, Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and later led to a number of cable television specials. So here we have a real event, leading to a song, leading to a television program. We sometimes hear complaints today about the blurring of the line between reality and fiction. Well, as was said many years ago, there's nothing new under the sun, and there probably won't ever be. I'm Larry Burris.